Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Going to the phones right now. Good friend of the show, former Giants southpaw Kirk Reeder joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Woody, we're not screwing around today. I'm coming right out with a very serious question that we're going to be posing to our fans and our listeners in about 30 minutes. The only criteria is this. The only criteria is this. The movie had to open on July 4th weekend. So the question is, what is the greatest movie to open on July 4th weekend? It doesn't have to be about July 4th. It just has to open July 4th weekend. I'm going to give you five choices. Tell me which one's the best. Independence Day, Back to the Future, Terminator 2, Coming to America, Men in Black. Which direction are you going?
Oh, man. I'm kind of a comedy guy and old, because I remember Coming to America. So I'm going with that one.
Coming to America is Kirk Reeder's selection. We greatly appreciate it. Now, welcome
to
the
show. That boy make his own money. That boy make his got his own money, Shreeder. He got his own money.
We desire our room.
I remember that even when I was young. That was a funny movie. So that's my pick.
How you and the family doing?
We are all good. Still safe. Still healthy. Hoping that this doesn't kick back up again. That's what everybody in our area here is getting scared about, because Illinois, we just kind of opened up. We were one of the states that were really restricted for a long time, and we just opened kind of our phase four or something, June 26th, and now all of a sudden all these other states are going up, so we're kind of, people here are kind of getting scared again, so hopefully it all works out, though.
Woody, when you look at the comments made by Rob Manfred on the Dan Patrick Show, he said flat out that it was always going to be a 60-game season, regardless of the negotiations. As a player, how would you take those comments, given the way that everything turned out?
Yeah, well, I mean, and obviously, I think I've told you that before. I'm not into negotiations, but what we were hearing, I don't know if that was the whole fact then, because why are you negotiating all the games then if it was always going to be a 60-game season? Then that should have been out there already, and they'd have had to work off of that. I mean, you kept hearing we're going to play 100 or we're going to play 70. I mean, so if that was the case, then I think there might have been miscommunication that he should have already said that and they could have worked off of that. Because I know, obviously, I think the players wanted to play more games and make it more of a season, or as much of a season as they can. Because as a player, I mean, 60 games to me, I mean, I'm only going to get, you know, and that's if my arm is all healthy and ready to roll. That's only, you know, 10 to 12 starts in a season. And, boy, I had some bad stretches with the Giants, you know. 5 or 6, I think 99, I think my ERA was still double digits after 5 or 6 starts, so I'd have been looking at a rough season. So I think the players, you know, they probably wouldn't have liked it if they would have said that, right? But, I mean, I think that should have been out there if that was the case, and it was always going to be 60.
Well, Woody, when you hear that, and we're playing, I know, hypotheticals, but also this is true. What happens now in the future when they go to negotiations? Do you think the players and the unions looks at that and hear those statements and store that one, say, okay, we understand that. Do you think this is going to make that even a little bit more tougher to get either side to come to the table and actually operate in good faith?
Well, I mean, I think this whole, you know, situation for baseball, especially with it coming so quick right after this, the negotiations that they're going to have to go through, you know, if next year they weren't going to have to rehash some of this and let it blow over, if the agreement was for, you know, another 3 or 4 years and they didn't have to talk about labor issues for that long, it might blow over a little, but it's still going to be pretty, you know, in the front of everybody's mind. You know, they're only going to play 60 games now, and then all of a sudden you're going to have to start negotiating again and worrying about getting another agreement. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a tough, you know, next year or two to get everybody on the same page, and hopefully they can work it out. Because, like I've said before, I want to see baseball, and granted, I played it, and that was my sport. So I want to see everybody come together, and I lived through a strike and missed a World Series that I thought my team had a pretty good chance to win. So I wouldn't want any other player to have to go through that.
Kirk Reeder joining us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, it's a 60-game season, which means there's an opportunity for far more variance. The longer the larger you make a sample, the more likely the cream will rise to the top, right? But when you shrink it, wild things can happen. For example, last year, if you had just played a 60-game season, the Washington Nationals, who went on to win the World Series, they don't even go to the playoffs. So what is the key to a fast start? Everyone's talking about how there needs to be a fast start. The A's need to start fast. Well, if you're a team, if you're a manager, how do you go about getting your team to start fast? What do you do differently?
Well, I think they're probably just hoping that everybody's going to come in, you know, having done something already and just being pretty good shape. Because I know in spring training, it changed even the more that I was in baseball. Guys were coming to spring training, like, ready to roll by the end of my career. And at kind of the start of my career, they were still using it to get in shape. So I think a lot of the managers are going to be hoping. And I know that they've been monitoring them and talking with them and trying to tell them, hey, stay in shape. We're going to play baseball at some point. And so they'll probably come in pretty close to where they should be. And then you're just going to hope your guys can get it going early. I mean, there's always been guys that have been slow starters or fast starters, and you're just going to have to hope that you can get your guys on the same page early and get it going as quick as you can. But there's going to be just different philosophies. I mean, it's going to be interesting to me to see how the managers, I mean, because you can't go like, say, you know, a Verlander, or I don't know if he's going to pitch if he had surgery, or you know, some of your aces that you're thinking can start a game and go 8 innings, 9 innings right out of the gate opening day, those guys aren't going to be able to do that probably. So you're going to have to manage bullpens differently and put guys in situations you might not necessarily do that in a normal season, and if they were all ready to go from the start. So it's going to be interesting to me to see how everything shakes out. But like you said, I think you definitely could see teams that you might not think, if it was a 162-game season, oh, well, you know, hey, the guys are going to rise up, and they're good teams, or the teams that are supposed to win, they're going to be there at the end. But you know, I even saw there was an article of the Giants last year went, what, 19-6 in a right. month or something. I mean, if they jump somebody 19-6 right out of the gate, I mean, that's going to be a pretty good start to try and get in the playoffs.
No question. Well, they always say a fast horse run fast, but it doesn't run long. But seem like you can run fast because this is a short season. When you're talking about, you know, with football, it's a little different. I don't know if it is the same with baseball. When we played, it was usually seems like the offense was at a disadvantage. The defense usually, you know, in training camp, they're going to win more games because of the fact the offense hasn't gotten in rhythm yet. When you're talking about baseball, it's usually the hitting faster, comes along quicker than pitching. How's that work? Who's usually start faster, especially early in the season?
Well, usually they always say like pitching is better early in the season, but again, that's when you're taking into account like it's colder weather when the season is normally starting, and pitchers kind of get in a good rhythm in spring training because they just got to build up their pitch count and they can throw their bullpens and get their pitches ready. And usually they always say pitchers are ahead of the hitters. But, you know, now I don't know how it's going to be because obviously the weather's warm now, so the ball's going to travel more for hitters. You know, you get into the middle of summer, and so it'll be an interesting, you know, I think that could be put to the test that pitchers are ahead of hitters because obviously the weather is different now, and you don't know how much guys have been able to throw or throw bullpens to a catcher depending on where they were at when they went home. And so it'll be a whole different season, and I think, like I said, you're going to see stuff that you probably never thought you'd see in baseball, but if it's going to happen, it'll probably happen this year.
Kirk, how do you think that the game will be received by the fans? I mean, it's a sprint. Every team's going to feel like they're in it, obviously. I mean, do you think that the short year from a watchability standpoint will actually potentially have some advantages to where it could bring, you know, people back, especially after not having baseball for the last 4 months? I mean, how do you think the fans will view everything in light of the way that all of this has played out and looking at baseball as just a sprint, really, for the first time ever?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans will probably enjoy it just because, like you said, there hasn't been baseball. And if you're a baseball fan and you're used to watching it and that's your summer sport, I mean, I think they're going to be anxious to see it. And now, granted, I know people that I've talked to around here, they wanted to be able to go to the games, but obviously that's not a safe thing to do. I mean, so that'll take away a little bit of maybe the fun for them because they don't get to experience it live. But if you still have your team, I mean, I'm a Giants fan, so I'm going to be watching and hoping they can get out of the gate quick. And I know Dusty always told us that the baseball season, I mean, that was his speech kind of in spring training. You know, it's a marathon and not a sprint, but it is a sprint this year. You know, he's going to have to change that philosophy because the 60 games, it will be a sprint. And it could be exciting, like you said. If somebody gets out quick or even, you know, you could play 500 and you still might have a chance to get hot at the end because there's only 60 games and you're going to be playing the same team so many times that I think the fans, you might keep more teams in it with it only being 60. And I think the fans will probably enjoy that because, you know, as a fan, you just want to see your team win. I mean, that's what I think I've told people here, even about other sports. I mean, if you told me, you know, North Carolina, you can't go to the game to watch basketball, but they're playing Duke, I guarantee you I'm still going to be rooting for them, even though there's no fans there or anything. If it counts, I want my team to win, and I think you'll see that with the fans.
Kirk Reeder joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Woody, final question for you. Minor league baseball, the entire season was wiped out. So across the board, you've got, 160 teams that are going to be out of action, which means a lot of the young guys aren't going to get any chance to develop over the course of the summer. It's just going to be a stalemate when it comes to their growth. Guys like Joey Bart, highly touted prospects for the Giants, do you think you might be more inclined to put them on the roster and try to get them some big league experience this season, given that there's no minor league system with which they can play and grow?
Well, I think you will have, I mean, that's going to be are crazy to watch too, because I think you're going to want those guys to do something. I mean, even if they don't get the hit, I think your top guys, you might want them to go with you or have them somewhere where you can at least know that they're playing baseball and seeing live pitching and not just taking, you know, it won't just be a year. I mean, if you don't have them do anything or get with somebody, it's going to be, you know, a year and a half, you know, for them to, where they're seeing live pitching or game action. And I think organizations probably will try to keep some of their top guys just to keep them acclimated with baseball. And I do feel bad for the minor league guys, because I told somebody the other day, if this would have happened in 1993, the way it's played out, I mean, you might never have seen Kirk Reeder play in the big leagues, because I wasn't a top prospect. I was like the fifth starter in AA, and I used that season to kind of catapult myself. And if this would have happened then, and I didn't get the pitch, they might have released me the next year because I wasn't that highly thought of. So I feel bad for some of those guys, but it's just the world that we're living in right now, and hopefully, I mean, I enjoy minor league baseball, so hopefully they'll all come back, you know, next year, and we can get going with that again. But it'll be a tough situation for a lot of those kids.
Former Giant southpaw Kirk Reeder, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Woody, we always appreciate the time. Have a great holiday weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon as we get closer to the start of the MLB season.
Hey, I will look forward to it. I'll be glad to talk baseball with you where I can see a game. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy to be like, hey, Woody, what did you think about that game last night, right? Living in that era might be fun.
That might. I never thought I'd be so happy to talk about baseball, but I definitely will be.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
All right. You guys too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.